I've got John Billups joining me. John is the mayor of the city of Burlington and the development director at Notre Dame and a number of other jobs. We don't have to go into those, but those are the two main ones that he is in charge of right now. Notre Dame Pot of Blue and Gold coming up. $100,000 winner will be picked on the 22nd of May.
That's
We're
right.
We're less than 3 weeks away now.
And the one thing is for sure, it's not like the lottery. Someone's going to win on May 22nd. In fact, about 75
there's
people
no
are going to win.
There's no rollover.
No, there's
one.
No rollover, yeah. 75 people are going to win because there's 75 cash prizes. Of course, the granddaddy, the big one is 100 grand. And then there's 10 grand, 5 grand, 2,500, 1,500, and a bunch of $2,500 prizes and 50 $200 prizes. So you have a 1 in 53 chance of doubling your money. And we have less than 3 weeks to go. Our tent sale starts out in front of the school May 10th. You can call and buy your tickets now by calling Notre Dame at 753-8431. There's a prompt on the phone, and hit that. We can process your debit card over the phone.
And again, this is different than the God's Portion Day. This one goes for a specific cause,
right,
doesn't it?
This goes for teachers' salaries, benefits, retirement. Goes into our endowment fund. Also, some curriculum needs. We also have technology needs in there, but most of the technology right now is taken care of because of some of the other funding we've received. So we really try to focus on the teachers. It allows us to get the great teachers, the best teachers that we can, to help the kids get educated.
And, again, May 10th, that's when it...
That's when the tent sale starts.
The tent sale. Otherwise...
Rain or shine.
Okay. In other words, come by the tent and get your tickets. Is that what it is?
That's right. You come by the tent. We'll be out there 9 to 5, the May 10th week, and the following week we'll be out there 9 to 6. And then we'll sell tickets all day Saturday at the tent, too, on May 22nd up till 5. We'll do the prize drawing May 22nd at about 6 o'clock on the Notre Dame Facebook page. And we try to make that as quick as possible, about a half hour, 45 minutes. So you're not on pins and needles waiting to see if you win.
It's still a virtual drawing.
Still a virtual drawing.
Right? As opposed to, because it's always been, it's been sort of a party gathering in the past.
Yeah, well, we always had the kids would do a concert and that type of thing. But we're still a little cautious on getting together. And that's why we moved the Pot of Blue and Gold to the spring.
Okay.
And we moved God's Portion Day to October 9th, because then we'll be able to gather once again as a community in our gym and have a God's Portion Day. And I would say that, this drawing and God's Portion Day are not just limited to the Notre Dame quote-unquote school family. It's for all of Burlington. We always have a great time. And
it's for the entire United States.
Yeah, the Pot of Blue and Gold is for sure. we sell tickets all across the United States. In fact, last year we sold a couple of tickets to Northern Ireland and some of the Philippines. But we had local winners. We had local winners all last year, top through bottom. They were all people around this area. So we appreciate everybody buying a ticket and supporting us regardless of where they're from. And if they typically, they're generally very nice to Notre Dame if they win, if they're from out of state. So we really appreciate everybody's support.
And high school graduation, baccalaureate graduation, mm-hmm. When is that taking place?
You got me there. Baccalaureate, I'd have to look. I don't have my school calendar in front of me, but we're proceeding with plans for those. We think those are going to be a normal event this year. We might still, we'll probably still have a mask requirement. Notre Dame's still using a mask requirement in the schools because we're so close to the finish line this year. We don't want to upset the apple cart by changing. It's tempting because you see more and more people are getting vaccinated and, people are in better shape, but we're trying to stick to our guns this year and see it through to the end.
Is there any student vaccinations going on, or any group student vaccinations?
Nothing on the group side. I know now you can go in and get, students can get vaccinated if they so choose. In fact, you and I were just discussing before we came on air a little bit of city-county business, is that we're still doing the vax clinics down at the auditorium on Friday and Saturday. And it's there. It's free. I don't know why anybody wouldn't at this point in time go ahead and get vaccinated. So please consider that.
if you do, you help everybody.
That's right. Well, it's a quicker we get to no mask. It's a quicker we get to no restrictions. That's really what we want to get to. And we're doing quite well. We have had some setbacks. So, and it's basically lack of interest. You know, when the state starts turning back vaccinations because we can't use them, that doesn't bode well for us, in my opinion.
I think, and there's some resistance. Mm-hmm. I think some people say, well, I don't want to get sick. Well, you really, if you do get some reaction, it's going to be short-lived compared to what you might be facing later on.
Right, right. I totally agree with that. So, I mean, at this point in time, I don't see what the harm is in getting the shot, and you'll protect yourself, but you'll also protect others. So.
And again, as far as city business, city projects are continuing along.
We're rolling. Yeah, we've got a lot of good things happening. In fact, we just worked with House Rep Miller Meeks on a project that we're trying to augment the Harrison Avenue project, and she submitted that for funding. So. We're rolling with it. We've got a pretty strong agenda on road projects and capital improvement for the next 5 years, and we're trying to get some things done.
And where do you stand in terms of? I know you were looking at getting the sales tax formula modified so that it would be able to go into your flood mitigation project.
After not receiving anything for 2020, that reappeared in 2021. So we are receiving some of that funding back for the flood wall support, and it's desperately needed. You know, we wouldn't have taken on the flood wall project without that promise of funding. It's a $26 million project, so definitely would impact our city budget if we didn't receive that from the state.
And that is because that is huge. I think mm-hmm. having the change from the online sales, because online sales became so huge in 2020, and having getting the sales tax revenue, that really does make a difference.
And, you know, when you say online sales, too, you have to think – DoorDash is online sales. So they're local sales, but they're just processed differently than what they were before. So it's a question that's going to have to be addressed further and further as we go forward, as far as how do you make sure the region is getting its due for the sales tax paid by the citizens.
And again, it is, you've got a new city manager, a new police chief, obviously, summer's coming, and we hopefully will have, knock on wood, we'll hopefully get those people that have been resistant to getting their vaccinations getting a vaccination, because it's going to help us all.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I understand there's some reservations, but, you know, if you take care of yourself, you're taking care of others in this particular case. So, you know, I wasn't the biggest proponent of it, but after I had the shot, I had a pretty mild reaction. And, you know, now I can walk with confidence into whatever I'm doing and know I'm not going to be maybe suspect to further illness. So.
There you go. And, again, it is John Phillips' 10th sale for the Pot of Blue and Gold.
May 10th. We're starting. You can buy it sooner, though.
And you can buy it sooner. And if you do want to buy it, you can just what? Just stop by or call?
You can stop by the school. We're there 9 to 3:30. That's when the school's open. They'll buzz you in. And we have an office in the elementary and an office in the high school. We'll sell you the tickets there. Or you can call in. You can call in, and we'll process that over the phone. There is a $4 processing fee, which is what they charge us to use the debit card, but you can do that as well.
Can you do it online? Can you buy a ticket online?
There is a link on the website. You can download a form and mail it to us. However, as time gets shorter, I would recommend you contact us directly.
All right. And again, John Phillips, have a great week.
You too. Thanks.